VentureCast.
Okay. And this song is so insipid. It just goes for the lowest common denominator of schmaltz and generational difference.
Relax,
this song comes out in the height of the Vietnam War protests and the generational divide in the United States, when the country is really at a crossroads. And he's like, hey, old people want to slow down, young people want to speed up. Maybe we should all just kind of meet in the middle. I've always had it. I don't know why Cat Stevens just raises my ire. I hate that song, Wild World. The one I really love is If You Want
to We're back to this one again. You're just going to back the bus over Cat Stevens.
I do. I really love
that. Speaking of Father's Day, you know who sucks? Cat Stevens.
It's true, though.
50 years of music with 50-year-old white guys.
Fellas, how are you today on this special 50 years of music with 50-year-old white guys Father's Day edition of the podcast? Woo!
Yeah. Joe
Simons, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, my friend, and the same to you.
Yeah. Ben Barton, happy Father's Day.
Indeed. Happy Father's Day to you.
We are all
the patting back circle.
Patting back circle.
Richly deserved for all three
of
us.
That's right. Who knew when we were just little idiots running around that we would be accomplished?
Marginally successful parents.
Fathers at this point. Marginally successful. Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, real quick, before we get into the Father's Day music, Wilco's Cruel Country, we kind of gave it a subpar rating.
I actually was the most generous of the three of us, I'd say.
I think you were, but I have actually found where it works. I have found the place where you listen to Cruel Country. It's after you watch your Celtics lose and you're double masked walking through an airport, but you also have a bee sting that's closed one of your eyes. So in the airport, you're wearing sunglasses and you're just walking around with Tweety through the airport. That's when Cruel Country really comes through.
That must have been a mixed emotions kind of experience for you there, buddy.
It was bleak is what it was. It was bleak.
We are taping a little early, a little pre-Father's Day. Game 5 has not actually happened.
That's correct. It's 2-2
but I would
right
say
now.
That game 4 was the best Warriors win since 2015. And it might have been Curry's second all-time greatest performance in a game ever.
I can relate this to Father's Day. I'm getting on the plane in Boston and the guy right at the door of the plane, you know, he's bringing all the luggage down and I hear him say, "Hey, your boy had a good game." And I'm like, oh no. And then he's like, what did he have? Do you have 40? And I hear the voice of Del Curry say, no, he had 43.
Oh, look at that. He was getting on the plane with you.
And he's like, well, your boy's a fine basketball player. And I'm like, your boy ruined my trip home. That's what he did.
That's cool.
Father's Day indeed. So here's what we're going to do on the format today. Our father's favorite songs, then bad songs about dads, mean songs about dads, and then finally bring it home with best dad songs. Any other parameters that I need to throw out there?
That sounds pretty good.
It's all clear? Good. All right, Ben Barton, what's your dad's go-to song? Or what do you think it is? Maybe I should say.
So my mom's favorite song is really easy. We've had this conversation. My mom's told me multiple times that that's her favorite song. Uh-huh. My dad's like us. He's a huge, huge, huge lifelong music fan. And so I never even really thought to ask him that. It's a weird question. Like a person who likes 10,000 songs, it's hard to be like, right. What's your favorite one? And I did not. I chose not to ask him for this because I've got a particular song that I wanted to pull out.
Okay.
That always, always, always makes me think of my dad in the warmest possible light. We mentioned that my dad's a musician. He's a much better musician than I am. He was in a band in the 60s. But his first love His main love is American folk music.
All right.
He's been a like solo acoustic folk guy for my entire life. He would just sit in the living room or sit up in his room playing his guitar, working it out. He's not actually retired, but in his semi-retirement, he's brought the guitar back out and he's taken Sing Along Bill. That's the name of his act. Sing Along Bill.
What?
On the road.
No.
That's the most admirable thing for us 50-year-old white guys to know about my dad. And when it started, he would take his Martin acoustic and go to open mic nights in Manhattan. Anywhere where there was an open mic night, my dad would haul his butt down there and then sign up.
Gosh.
And so he played in the village. He played in Harlem. He played all over, anywhere where they would let people go. And first of all, if you've been to open mic night, you know what it's like, right? Like, that's like 3, 4, 5 miserable, super sad, broke singer-songwriters. And their songs are like, I'm sleeping on my friend's couch and I'm getting kicked out anytime now. Like, that's the whole thing. That's solipsistic. My dad gets up and he's like, hey, I'm Bill Martin and I'm an old folk guy. And so we're going to do some sing-alongs. And then he would do actual sing-along numbers with the crowd.
I love this.
Teach them the chorus of these songs. He'd have a long rap beforehand. And then he'd teach them the chorus of the songs. And then they would all sing along together. And he actually didn't come up with the name Sing Along Bill. One of the miserable kids that kept seeing it with his open mics was like, oh my God, it's Sing Along Bill. As you might imagine, first, it's like, it's both shameless and guileless. And he'll do this like with our family too. Like anytime there's people who are around, he's like, let's fucking do this thing. Let me get out the guitar and do the sing-along Bill thing. It's so heartwarming and likable. His passion for this material is great. He's got a bunch of numbers. I actually think that if I really pressed him on it, he would probably choose This Land Is Your Land. That's probably his favorite song.
Right.
That's not what I'm going to choose though. He's got a single song that is just a sing-along classic. And if you know this song at all, you'll know that it's a fantastic song to sing along to. This Little Light of Mine is one of my dad's best.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
I sent Jeff a video of my dad doing this. You'll actually hear my voice really loud because I'm singing along. It's a sing-along. You hear my dad and the Martin behind it. And I'm pretty sure, well, we'll do it. We'll just do the verse and the chorus, and then I'll tell the story of the verse.
When do you want me to start?
I think it's 1:30. So first of all, like,
I'm right
it's
there.
A hilarious video because
I'm right at 1:36.
Great. He's got a lot of like chat beforehand about explaining the song and what it all means and stuff. But here he'll sit.
Here we go.
Hide under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Help me, God.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All right.
So that's our whole family. That's Jake's family and my family. You hear the dog bark. That's a classic of this genre. My dad's not outside the house. Or if he's in the house, the dog barks along with him. He's got to let it shine too. I've always loved this song, but when my dad like reinstated himself as Sing-Along Bill, it's really come to live in my brain. And in particular, that's one of the verses he always does. Another one is God woke me up this morning. I'm going to let it shine. Dude, when I'm in my right head, like when I'm in a good headspace, that could just be my theme song. Like that's the actual thing that I do. God wakes me up, I just let it shine.
I love it. So can he actually, like, is he still doing this? Is he still showing up?
Yeah, man, he does it. And he does it at old people's homes. He does it like, he does that song at this old Jewish home. And they're like, fuck yeah, we'll let it shine. We have no beef with that.
I cannot wait to see this at some point. I am going to make
it. It is really worth seeing. He's fantastic.
All right. Great stuff. Jeff Simons.
Well, I got the right answer accidentally from the source.
Okay.
I found out something this week. So I just saw my parents this week because they flew out for Will's graduation from high school.
Will.
Yeah. And I found out that there is actually a family member checking out the podcast.
Who?
The old man is binge listening to the 50 Years of Music podcast, and he has taken mild umbrage to his to his occasional participation, his unsanctioned participation.
So, he's listened to it more than you. This is great.
Yeah. So anyway, but it's very sweet. He's a huge fan. He's a huge fan of the podcast, particularly you guys. He thinks guys are just the greatest. So,
oh, believe me, my dad feels the same way about people who are not me on the podcast for sure. I told you, my dad like has listened to your record multiple times. It has a favorite song on your record.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so I wanted to get the song right because I wanted to not like stick him with the John Denver song and make him pissed off.
Right.
So, but this tells you everything you need to know about my parents. I went to mom's cell phone. Mom, push comes to shove. What is dad's all-time favorite song? And what I'm about to play comes back. And there's two versions. So I asked this band or that band.
Uh-huh.
This band. By the way, it's me, so no secret. What? Dad, this is you? Yes. Why are you answering mom's phone? I'm not. We have our phones set up so that any text message to one of us goes to both of us and vice versa.
What?
And that's amazing. I do not know. Gentle listeners who are not my dad, I do not know what to do with this. Like, I mean, my wife and I are pretty tight. And the idea that we would share a text message, I just can't even. I can't even. Do you know they only have one email address?
Oh,
they don't have separate email addresses. They have an email address that they share. Now they apparently share a cell phone text experience.
Chain. Wow.
Yeah. So,
they must not text a lot.
I mean, I think they text quite a bit, actually. But I mean, it's good to know that when I write to my mom, like, ugh, dad's pain in the ass, but he's getting it. Where's my, there's no creep. There's no sneak factor available.
So anyway, Dad,
I know I've got this right because you told me the answer. My dad's all-time favorite song is a banger. It's such a great choice. It's a deep cut from the Four Tops. This version didn't chart, but the Temptations went top 10 with it 3 years later. My dad's all-time favorite song is Bernadette by the Four Tops.
Let's go.
Searching for the kind of love that we possessed. Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their minds. They pretend to be my friend when all
choice.
Such an interesting choice.
Wow, your dad's
choice.
Awesome. That's yeah, great. I know. Strong. That's so well. Much better. This is the Temptations to do the one that I've heard.
Yeah. Isn't that
that's
better?
A lot better.
I know. The Four Tops crack me up. They sing, you know, they had that one big hit with Reach Out, I'll Be There. They sing every song like that. Like that guy is so urgent. Like, you know, like I imagine what it was like going grocery shopping with him. Get the milk. You got to run down there and get them. I mean, like that guy had hypertension to be sure. Every song the Four Tops sings, like the end of the world is happening, right? Even Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, she sings like it's the end of the universe.
Oh,
but yeah, so much better. But Bernadette, the Temptations version is the one I know much better. But that's that bass line is just crushing.
He is walking.
Yeah.
He's going for a full meander.
I love it.
All right. So, my father passed away when I was 13. My memories of music, like big band stuff. The guy could foxtrot like nobody's business. born in 1933, you know, I think it was Big Band that really captured his attention.
When was your dad born, Ben?
Thanks for asking. 43, maybe? 43.
Mine's 46.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Well, I asked my big brother, I'm like, what song comes to mind if you were to think of dad's favorite song? And he went with Convoy by C.W. McCall.
You do not have to tell me the name of the artist. I am all over that. Coming right up, my friend. That's actually Phil Bernadette. Sorry, everyone. Like, wow, here we go.
Very similar.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck.
You I know the song me, Big Ben. Really on. Well.
Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down. Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Woo! We got a little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA.
Back off them hogs.
I do remember listening to that song on family trips. I remember at one point driving to Disney World, we got a CB so that we could talk to the truckers and find out where the Smokey was. C.W. McCall, the reason why he was my dad's favorite is because they share the same hometown, Audubon, Iowa.
No way.
C.W. McCall, born in 28. My dad, born in 33. And so when McCall got famous, my dad was right there to cheer him on.
C.W. McCall was 47 years old when he had this one-hit wonder. That's
right.
That's amazing.
He was an advertising exec.
That's amazing.
And then he goes and cranks out this tune.
I love that ridiculous female chorus in the middle
Jeff,
of it.
Do you know off the top of your head? Which comes first, Devil Went Down to Georgia or this song?
I think this song. Devil Went Down to Georgia is like a year and a half later.
Because then they owe him some royalties.
Right? I know.
The verse is identical.
The Devil Went Down. It just sped identical. Up. It's exactly the same thing, just like 50 BPM faster.
Yeah, no.
I love that they got the fucking in there too. We're going to take this trucking convoy across the USA. Like, yeah, right. I'm sure they had like 100 people sing fucking and then they got the one T sound to cover it.
And they got it becomes a movie with Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw. It was such a big hit, number one hit in the USA.
It was the first time became a movie. I saw a bare ass on a movie theater screen.
Oh,
because one of the truckers moons one of the cops. It's still like an indelible memory in my head.
It's so funny. People now complain. They're like, you know, a video game was made into a movie. And they're like, it's so stupid. Don't they have any ideas at all? They literally made a movie called Convoy about this unbelievably dumb song. Like, they sat the scriptwriters down and they're like, what do you have? And they're like, we got the song. And they're like, okay, so we got Rubber Duck, right? That's one of the names. Like, they had nothing.
And then when they redid the song for the movie, they made it more of a rubber ducky sound with the chorus.
I had like a little squeaky noise going on.
It was unfortunate.
By the
way,
Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw were huge stars. This was not like a B-roll, like Charles Bronson in Convoy. Like, Kris Kristofferson did A Star Is Born next after this movie.
So great. Awesome. All right, we got to move on. Enough about our fathers. Let's talk about everyone's fathers. And just to clarify, we're looking at songs about dads or songs that mention dads. I am taking out of the running Eleanor Rigby, because Father McKenzie is not the type of father we're talking about.
Okay, good to know.
I'm taking out George Michael's Desire to Be Your Father figure, because again,
not really what we're talking about. And I'm sorry to the Kinks. Father Christmas is off the table as well.
So that is a five-star Christmas song.
It is. It's an excellent Christmas song. All right. Bad songs that are about dads. Any nominees? Worst song about a father?
You want to do this first, Jeff, or should I?
Sure. I'm going after a sacred cow. I'm going to go after one of the ones that shows up on every list. I figure it's easy to find a
Cats in the Cradle?
Song. Even worse.
Mine. Mine is Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, good, because I grabbed the other one, which is this unforgivable song.
Oh, dear.
Cat Stevens?
What? Oh. First of all, start singing anytime. Do we have to hear this four times?
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy.
I'm going to just stop right there. We've all heard this song.
We got
but I there's a lot of things I really dislike about the song. The first is Cat Stevens' records are so profoundly amateur. Like,
yeah.
The recordings sound bad. He's not a very good player. Whoever he has playing lead in the background, which probably does him, it's obviously a first pass. Like, the background guitar on this song is like a guy like, are we in D? I think we're in D. No, we're in G. And he's just like, it doesn't have anything.
Okay.
And this song is so insipid. It just goes for the lowest common denominator of schmaltz and generational difference.
Just relax,
this song comes out in the height of the Vietnam War protests and the generational divide in the United States when the country is really at a crossroads. And he's like, hey, old people want to slow down. Young people want to speed up. Maybe we should all just kind of meet in the middle. I've always had I don't know why Cat Stevens just raises my ire. I hate that song, Wild World. The one I really love is If You Want
to. We're back to this one again. You're just going to back the bus over Cat Stevens.
I do. I really love
that. Speaking of Father's Day, you know who sucks? Cat Stevens.
It's true, though. It's true. I love that Harold and Maude song. It's just great. I really dislike everything else this guy has done. I have really tried, but I hate Father to Son. I just think it's trolling in the most cliched, like banal, unsophisticated understandings of the parent-child relationship. And I give it two poops down.
All right, real quick, in that same era, Neil Young records Old Man.
Much
better?
Prefer.
Not a father song, though.
Not a father song. It's about a caretaker on his ranch. A little more interesting.
Who turns out to be his dad.
Oh, is that right? Well, who knew?
Sorry. All right. Strong feelings there. Ben Barton, do you have strong feelings?
So the first thing I'll note is choosing a bad song about a dad is just fish in a barrel. If you search best songs about dads on Google, these are the first five entries, all of which would be worthy. Song for Dad by Keith Urban. Dance with My Father, Lucy Randros.
Oh, man.
My Father's Eyes, Eric Clapton, which is He Didn't Have to Be by Brad Paisley. And then coming in at number five, which I can't believe is not number one, Daughters by John Mayer.
Oh, I hate that song.
Oh, dude. Oh,
and you haven't even gotten to The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics, which is great.
Also... And also keep in mind, I actually have daughters and I despise that stupid song.
Hate that song.
I'm going to go for one that people in our generation will frequently love and point to as a great song about parenting or being a dad, which is Cats in the Cradle. Here's some things that I hate. No, please.
No, stop. Stop.
Here's some things that I hate about Cats in the Cradle. First of all, this is just like generational torture pain. Like, this guy's a horrible, horrible father, and then he passes along to his son, and that's the end of the song. There we go. Second, why is Harry Chapin so busy? Like, is there some reason he can't spend time with his children? Like, he's got to write other songs that are not this shitty song? Like, what is he thinking? And I get it. Maybe he tours a lot. But, you know, like, he could tour through 200 days a year. And then the rest of the time he could be with his child. He doesn't have to ignore his freaking son. I hate this stupid song.
Also, what does the chorus mean? It's a chorus. It's just like wordplay,
sing-song,
moon, June, spoon, bloom, tune.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing.
He's not there to read nursery rhymes to him. No?
I don't know. We should play a little bit of it though.
Oh no, don't, Timmy, you go.
Let's go. And we're not playing any of mine. My least favorite song about Dads is definitely Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh, The Living Years? That song is sad. We have to play a little bit of it.
Oh,
we do.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. And Timmy, I mean, you made this happen. It's your fault.
Man. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I mean, just... Ladies and gentlemen, sound one on the Yamaha DX7. This is what it sounds like when you take the cellophane off it and plug it in.
So, they're like, hey, you know what would be better is if the final countdown was slow.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good joke.
Or if the final countdown had a calypso beat.
Oh, man. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Blames the one. So that's the third iteration of Genesis. Like, Peter Gabriel leaves and we have Genesis, and then without Phil Collins, we have Mike and the Mechanics. I mean,
it's amazing how many, and then Phil Collins solo, like Tony Banks must have been like, I'm the worst. He's the only guy who didn't have a number one hit song, solo or, I mean, it's amazing. Right. Tony Banks must be awful. His solo record must just be like unlistenable.
Our third category. Mean songs about dads. Mean songs. What'd you pick?
So Father of Mine is the obvious one.
Yes.
We've discussed that at length. So I just want to get that out of the way.
So good.
And then again, this is a rich load. There's a whole bunch of them. Like there's if you just do like rap songs about bad dads, there's plenty, plenty to choose from. I decided to go with Pusha T's The Story of Adidon, which I believe I've previously name dropped. This is Drake does a diss track about Kanye and Pusha T, and then Pusha T comes back with his own diss track. It's a 3-minute just scorched earth assault on Drake. When you start at minute one, he says, your dad walked out when you were 5, hell of a dad thing. Now you talk about marriage like a wedding is a bad thing. Just goes right for him.
Ouch.
And 20 seconds later, he goes, this is deeper than rap. Let's stick to the facts. You're hiding a child. And then he name drops Drake's actually kid and calls him a deadbeat Steve Harvey suit wearing motherfucker.
Wow.
And I mean, he just drills him. And basically, here's why the song is perfect for that. It captures both sides of it. And the fact that it's Pusha T, a guy who put out a record called My Name Is My Name because he's a drug pusher. It's like, you're a bad person. Take care of your fucking children.
Amazing. Wow.
That's a good one. Mine is a song I actually really love. I bought this record in 1994. Remember when they used to have listening booths in record stores?
Yeah.
So this stupid record was in a listening booth. I listened to the first two songs, was like, this is just fantastic. I love both these songs, bought the record. It turns out tracks 3 through 11, not that strong. But the first two songs, it's a guy named Denzel. And the record's called Pub. He never made a second record. I don't know anything about this guy. There's some singer-songwriter who somehow got a record deal, made one record. Nobody bought it but me. Even now, this record came out in 1994. And this song has fewer than 2,500 listens on Spotify. I mean, this went nowhere. This song is phenomenally good. And it's called Running This Family. And I'm going to jump. I want you to hear the second verse and the bridge and then into the third verse. Because it's and it is basically if Cats in the Cradle was smart and wry and a little witty and actually had something to offer, it would be this song. But this is just a brutal description of how generational dysfunction gets passed on. So you're going to have to forgive me while I find the right place to start here.
We forgive you.
That's a good right about there. Okay, ready? Here we go.
In a family, the miracle of life, what have we done? We made a from a bottle of rum. Stop to wait to wrap me in this child's trunk. She fell asleep in hospital, woke up in the slum.
my favorite part.
She looks more like you. Spend all afternoon teaching baby new tunes with his trousers still strewn on my couch. When they kissed, I almost said ouch. And she said,
me and Dwayne are going out.
But if she keeps up that pitiful pout, she will be running this family.
Great song
right there.
That's just so great. So that whole description of somebody hooking up with her on his couch.
Oh
my God. Doctor waved her at me and said, this child's drunk. She fell asleep in hospital and woke up in the slums. I mean, that's great. It's great wordplay. It's a great song. You know, I'm sad.
What's his name?
Denzil, D-E-N-Z-I-L.
Never heard of this guy.
One and done. Well, and I mean, not even one. He made a record, and I'm apparently the only American who bought it. But that's my mean dad song, right on the money.
Yeah, your all's picks about mean dads are better. I mean, I thought the fact that your daddy couldn't dance and your mama didn't rock and roll was bad enough. No, my pick. I went with Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. You don't have to play it. We know the song. But that's a bad dad right there.
Maybe. Isn't the whole point that maybe he's a bad dad?
I don't know. I think he's just trying to tell us. Billie Jean is not my love.
He worried about it for 40 days and for 40 nights, Timmy.
You know why? Because it's his. That's why.
I think a Robert Johnson song is probably a better example of bad dad than that. But okay.
We also have Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
I was going to say. I would have picked that if I hadn't already spent 25 minutes talking about it in 1972.
Papa Don't Preach.
And she's got a song
a bad dad.
She's got a song called Oh Father that's a much
closer
to the target.
I remember that.
That one's rough.
And doesn't Pearl Jam sing, isn't Jeremy's dad's fault? Daddy didn't give attention?
I think he's one of the people on the list, though. It's not just the dad.
It's not just him.
No, all right. He gets bullied. But I mean, there's a whole stepdad genre of which Pearl Jam is probably a lot of material on that front.
Yeah, no question about that.
All right, well, let's bring it home to our favorite dad songs.
Timmy, you go first.
All right. I mean, so many, because I'm a sucker for a good country song about a dad, like Coward of the County or Boy Named Sue. But I didn't pick those. We also have some low-hanging fruit here, Jeff Simons, that you're not picking. Adrian Belew's Oh Daddy Daddy.
Yeah, I'm not picking that.
Which is a lovely little song.
It is not that lovely. You and your Adrian Belew bashing, I will brook no quarter.
Thank you for that, Timmy. That was well done.
I'm going to pick a song that maybe has the flip side of this kind of generational dysfunction that you all have been talking about. I'm going to pick Greg Brown's Late Night Radio. And I'd like you to start, Jeff Simons, at 1:48, if you would, please.
We're almost sleeping, tucking in our legs and arms. We're almost dreaming, looking through the rain at the little lights of the farms. If we get stuck in the mud, my daddy, he will carry us, I know. The music's coming all the way from Texas on the late night radio. I Now my own children are back in that nest where I used to be. Every time they peek up, I say, you kids now try to get a little sleep. And the older girl says, Daddy, I wish you could drive all night, just go and go. Oh, I love it when it's raining, can we listen to the radio?
So as the fourth child in a Buick LeSabre and the baby of the family, I often got that back window. I had a little nest behind my older siblings. I had a pillow and a blanket back there the days before car seats were the law. And I would just sleep in the back of the Buick LeSabre. And so that when I heard that song, it reminded me so much of those days. And I think the key for fatherhood, or at least the key that I felt when I was a child, was safety and being secure, and that my father was in charge and I would be protected. And there's a heartbreaking line at the end of Ernest Hemingway's Indian Camp that goes, in the early morning on the lake, sitting in the stern of the boat with his father rowing, he felt quite sure that he would never die. And somehow that song evokes that for me. And now he's the driver and the daughter's like, let's just keep driving. Let's just go. Nowhere else I'd rather be than right here listening to late night radio with Dad. Of course, when Hemingway wrote those words, his father had committed suicide by that time. And then Hemingway would go on.
Oh my God. All right.
Sorry. First of all, that's a beautiful selection. Not know where to stop an anecdote.
I was having like such a nice little moment. Like, Tim's bringing the poetry. And then he's like, of course, all things inevitably, inexorably turn to dust. What's your pick, Ben?
Wait, hold on. I just have to note that this is how good a dad your dad was. And I'm going to assume that you're this good too. That you felt super safe riding in the trunk. That four seat is the trunk, my friend. I got some news for you. When the girls would like when their friends are in the thing, the people in the back, I'm like, your luggage. Okay. So I just don't want to hear from the luggage. Keep your heads down, silence back their luggage.
Yeah. My dad would be like, make a fort. I'm like, yeah, fort. Okay.
That's amazing.
All right.
So I will note several other songs I already mentioned about dads that I love. Papa Don't Take No Mess is one of my all time favorites. Mm. He does slap around his kids, so I have to leave that out for these purposes.
Good call.
Most of all, Brandi Carlile, I did that as part of the Mother's Day one, but the two of the verses are about her dad, and they're beautiful, beautiful verses, but we already discussed that. So I'm going to choose a really swirly, weird song, When Water Comes to Life by Cloud Cult, and I'm going to explain why. This song has a very short mention of dads, but it's a very evocative one. But this song actually reminds me of being a dad in the following way. I've previously described Super Fun Kids Mix, which was the compromise mix that I made with the girls where we chose songs that we both like to listen to. In the pre-Super Fun Kids Mix days, I would just try and press music on them of all different kinds, often to limited to no effect, to a complete angry pushback. This was one of those songs I thought. This was just a song that I slipped in there along with a bunch of other things. Basically, I would just play my favorite songs on shuffle and hope that something took. And I frequently would never hear anything back. Where like Dahlia is like 17 and George is 15. And Dahlia's like, hey, do you remember that song? And it's got a whole bunch of strings. It's like a string song. And then she's like, and then the person dies and the angels come. And what the angels find is a picture of a locket with a picture. And in the picture is the child in daddy's arms. So do you remember that song? And I'm like, chills up my spine, like about to weep. And I'm like, oh, I do remember that song. And then we played it. And dude, it's now one of Dahlia's favorite songs. She's got a whole like Cloud Cult When Water Comes to Life thing amongst her friends. And her friend Kaya have discussed possibly getting matching tattoos about this song.
Wow.
She's not lying. It's got a minute and 25 second string intro that in fact is fantastic and beautiful, but I just want to get you the flavor of the lyrics Jeff, if you'll start at 1.25.
And when the angels come, they'll cut you down the middle to see if you're still there. To see if you're still there. And underneath your ribs, they'll find a heart-shaped locket, an old photograph of you and Daddy's arms. And then they'll sew you closed and give you back to the water, from where we're all born, from where we're all born. And you'll feed the ghosts, and you'll feed the living. You won't be a stranger, and you'll be a friend. You'll be the leper, and you'll be the healer. You'll be the hero and the tragedy. And when they sew you closed, they'll give you back to the water, from where we're all born, from where we're all born. And when they burn your body, all that's left is sand crystals, two tiny handfuls. All the rest is water, water, water. All you need to know is you are born of water, you are made of water, you are living water, water, water. All you need to know is you are born of water, you are made of water, you are living water, water.
So that's one of my favorite songs about death. And I love the huge picture of it. Like, you come from water, you're born of water, you return to water. When they burn your body, there's two little piles of sand crystals, all the rest was water. Like, you've got this, like, and you're gonna be the tragedy, you'll be the love, you'll be everything as you rejoin the universal. But it starts at this tiniest detail. Like, they cut you open and inside you, like, what is it? What's at the heart of what you are? It's a heart-shaped locket with a picture of you in Daddy's arms. I mean, it just freaking murders me. And if there's anything, and I can't say that I've done this. No, I don't think anybody can do this, but that's what I was hoping for. Like, if that's what the girls can carry with them,
yeah,
I would be, you know, just over the moon thrilled.
At what point when she was asking you about this song, did you realize, like, oh, I know what song you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. Like, I was like, I can't believe that this penetrated. Something I did penetrated. Amazing.
It's when the guitar comes in. With the midwife. Oh, yeah. The whole thing just explodes for me. I mean, I didn't get this the first couple of times you pushed it on me, because I didn't listen all the way through. I was like, boy, this is a weird song. And then I finally gave it the full 4 minutes, and I was like, oh, I'm all in forever on this song.
Yeah.
So, right. Such a brilliant, brilliant extra piece of music there. So good.
Cloud Cult. When water comes
to life. No other good songs. No other good songs.
Isn't that funny?
Every opportunity. And it's
really,
like, I would say they're a one-hit wonder, but this wasn't a hit. So they're just a one good song wonder.
Everyone's got one good one in them.
All
That's
right,
not true. But lots of people have one good one in them.
What do you got?
Well, yes, I was going to pick another one of my own songs, because apparently I wrote about being a parent a lot on my record. I was going to pick Elegy, but I'm not going to do that because it's so cheesy to pick your own song 2 months in a row. Elegy is about trying to explain George Floyd to my daughter that I wrote like 5 days after it happened. But this is the song. I mean, this is a sappy, obvious choice. But when an artist you've grown up with and really love writes a song about becoming a parent right around when you become a parent, like, why not lean hard into it? This is Ben Folds' Gracie.
Mm-hmm. can't fool me, I saw you when you came out. You got your mama's taste, but you got my mouth. You will always have a part of me. Nobody else is ever gonna see Gracie girl. Cards to your chest, walking on your toes. What you got in the box, only Gracie knows. And I would never try to make you be anything you didn't really want to be, Gracie girl.
Part of what I love about this song is As I made clear with Father to Son, I'm really skeptical of sap, of cliche. The song's a nursery rhyme. It's written as a, like, it sounds like a music box. It's got the little,
yeah,
you know, but Ben Folds is a cynical bastard. And so I think the combination works completely well for me. Like, he's distrustful of his own unconditional love. And I would say that's a pretty good subtitle for my own autobiography. Like, I second guess the moments of purity that I have, because how could anything be pure in an imperfect world, you know? So this song's good for me because it's a reminder that some things really are just what they seem to be, and that's okay. And I love the fact that he names that, I have a son, I have a daughter, and my relationship with them is different when it's just the two of us. Like, it's different having a son for me than it is having a daughter, and not for all the gendered stuff, but just the difference in the communication between the two. And my relationship with my daughter is different than my wife's relationship with our daughter, which is different from when the three of us are together, which is different from the four of us is together. And that line, there will always be a part of me that no one else is ever really going to see. Even if that's not 100% accurate, I know there's moments where B and I are just hanging out, we're just talking, where she's speaking about life in a way where being only with me liberates her to do so. And I think vice versa is the case as well. You know, like, she's joined a softball team this year. And so we're having that glorious, like, let's just go play catch, you know, and the random shit that comes out of kids' mouths when you can just get them doing one thing and talking about another thing. Like, I'm learning so much about my kid this summer, just from like batting practice and throwing the ball around. And that moment in this song, what you got in the box, only Gracie knows. Like, B's old enough now to withhold anything she really wants to withhold. Like, she's old enough for, like, how you doing? Fine. And there's just something. And to have the occasional key to that lock, that's a special, special thing. And I think that's more what this song is about than anything else. And the fact that he takes that complicated idea and wraps it up in strings and the simplest nighty night melody, like, that salt and sugar, boy, can I relate to that.
Yeah. What an amazing thing it is.
It is
being a dad.
And occasionally infuriating. Very, very frustrating.
There's that.
Sometimes I hope you're right about that locket. And then this, I assume sometimes, like, if you cut them open, there'd be a little scroll of paper that says, clean your room. That's it. It's almost there.
All right. Well, happy Father's Day to the two of you. Happy Father's Day to all our listeners. Hopefully we hit some chords with these songs. But if you have other songs, hit us up on Twitter or on Facebook, and we'll start shooting out to the world your songs that make you think of fatherhood in very special ways.
And if any of those songs that we shat on mean a lot to you, feel free to completely ignore us. Who the hell are we to mess up, you know, those beautiful moments for you? So.
All right, gentlemen, it's been great. I will see you in 2016.
Done and done.
Bye, friends.
Bye now.
ever thought about starting your own podcast?
Do you have a business or a message you want to share with the world?
Well, now it's easier than ever with Electricast. Hi, I'm Mark Netter.
And I'm Peter Rafelson. We're the founders of Electricast Media.
Whether you want to start a new podcast or already have one, join Electricast to grow your audience, monetize your content, and build your community.
With our simple sign-up, you get free promotion, world-class analytics, premium ads, and personal support.
Go to Electricast.com and join our community today.
Electricast. Transform your influence.
Electricast. Welcome, explorers of the human experience. This is Let's Talk Soul, and I'm your host, Claudia Monticelli. We're not afraid of the great mysteries of existence here. Soul versus consciousness, we're on it. Spirituality versus science, we've got that covered too. Join us in navigating these profound topics with wisdom, curiosity, and a dash of audacity. Whether you're a spiritual veteran or just starting your journey, Let's Talk Soul is your passport to the unknown. Let's Talk Soul, diving into the depths of the human spirit. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Electricast.